No situation of greater interest than this can be conceived. At one end of the hall, a fearful multitude of the most desperate and powerful men in existence, waiting for the assault. At the other, a little band of disciplined men, waiting with arms presented, and ready upon the least motion or sign to begin the carnage. And their tall and imposing commander, holding up his watch to count the lapse of 3 minutes, given as the reprieve to the lives of hundreds. No poet or painter can conceive a spectacle of more dark and terrible sublimity. No human heart can conceive a situation of more appalling suspense. For 2 minutes, not a person nor a muscle moved. Not a sound was heard in the unwonted stillness of the prison, except the labored breathings of the infuriated wretches as they began to pant between fear and revenge. At the expiration of 2 minutes, during which they had faced the ministers of death with unblenching eyes, 2 or 3 of those in the rear and nearest the further entrance went slowly out. A few more followed the example, dropping out quietly and deliberately, and before half of the last minute was gone, every man was struck by the panic and crowded for an exit, and the hall was cleared as if by magic. Thus the steady firmness of moral force and the strong effect of determination acting deliberately awed the most savage men and suppressed a scene of carnage which would have instantly followed the least precipitancy of exertion of physical force.